My problem, I was neither left-wing nor right-wing. I was frequently, however, felt that we were doing, Labour was doing the wrong thing. And sometimes I blurted it out at Labour Party, at the Labour Party group, which was meant to be private, but it wasn't really private at all. And so I never became at all popular with either the left or the right within either Birmingham or the Labour Party in London. And I tended to specialise in education, because you have to specialise in something. You see, an awful lot of Labour Party MPs were brought up in working-class homes and were terribly aware of the difference between working-class people and others. Others have sort of pick up things that they specialise in. You know, I know all about health, education, this and that and the other. And there were probably half a dozen MPs, rather like me, who would, when they felt the Labour Party had done wrong, they didn't just do it in private. They started doing it in public and saying, look, you're doing it all wrong, as it were. And Harold Wilson was brilliant, but after Harold Wilson, Callaghan, he irritated me, because he always sort of would, I would be standing there, how are you doing, Chris? Are you doing? It's all right for you, you know, with your first class honours degree. And I said, Jim, I got a third class honours degree. Well, anyway, it was in Oxford. And anyway, it's all the same for people like you. And he was fairly bitter about the posh classes. That's where Callaghan and Wilson didn't get on very far.